I'll be honest, I was a little surprised when you called me. In all the time we had worked together, you had never asked me to come by your house before. You said that you needed my help with a report that was due soon. I thought that working remotely had been going well. We had been doing it for so long, so I was curious as to why the sudden change. But at the same time, I was also intrigued to see where you lived and the chance to spend some time with you. I realized, after I got off the phone with you, just how much I had missed seeing you every day. You greet me at the door with a warm, friendly smile and a courteous peck on both cheeks. It feels like forever since I've seen your face and smelled that intoxicating cologne that you wear. I have to collect myself as I step across the threshold and into your foyer. I look around, trying to take a mental picture of your place and assessing your taste and decor. I'm not surprised that it's impeccable, given the way you dress and carry yourself. You lead me down the hall to your office. It's a warm and cozy space with lots of books lining the walls. There's a leather couch and a matching chair to one side, and a big, beautiful wooden desk on the other. The room is bathed in the morning light pouring in through the big bay window, giving the room almost an ethereal quality. The smell of the old books and the scent of your cologne transport me to another place where work is the last thing on either of our minds. I snap back to reality as I hear your voice penetrate my thoughts. I look at you wide-eyed, hoping you can't tell what's gone through my mind. You ask me if I've eaten or if I'd like something to drink. I ask for a cup of coffee, since I didn't have time this morning as I rushed out the door to get here. You return with my coffee and your hand brushes mine as I take it from you. I have to stop myself from gasping at your slightest touch. I close my eyes, shake it off, and we get started on the report. Several hours go by as we work, you writing away and me editing and adding in the necessary graphics. I order us some food and we take a break when it arrives. Up until now, I've been able to distract myself, but now talking with you and catching up, I'm reminded of all the things that are so irresistible about you. As we sit on the couch, eating our lunch and talking, I'm reminded of the glint that you get in your eye when you're making a joke that usually involves teasing me, and the way your mouth curls up on the one side as you give a soft chuckle. God, how I love watching your mouth move. The things I imagine those lips doing almost cause me to become visibly flustered. The sound of your voice alone is enough to send me over the edge. But when you lean in to talk to me and press your knee into mine and give me a little nudge with your shoulder, I can barely think straight. I clear my throat, take a deep breath, compose myself and clean up the mess from the lunch. Then we get back to work. I've made some changes to the report and added in the graphics, which I'm taking you through, getting your approval. You're sitting comfortably in your office chair, just behind me and to the side. I'm standing next to you, leaning over the desk, trying to reach the keyboard. I haven't heard a response from you in several minutes. So I look back briefly to see if you are paying attention. I notice that I don't seem to have your full, undivided attention. It appears as though you're staring at my ass, but I can't be absolutely sure, as I've only glanced over my shoulder quickly. So I clear my throat in an attempt to get your attention, tuck my hair behind my ear, and continue going through the report. I suddenly feel your hand gently grip the back of my thigh, just below the hemline of my skirt. I tense and my stomach clenches as I let out a barely audible gasp that catches in my throat at your initial touch. I begin to relax as your hand lessens its grip and your thumb begins to massage me ever so slightly. Your hand is so warm and gentle on my thigh that I struggle to continue talking. Your hand continues up my thigh, gently massaging as you go. My voice is getting breathier the further up you go. You finally reach the top of my leg and you give me another little gentle squeeze. This time, I let out a moan that I know you can hear. I lean over the desk more and shift my hips so that you have better access between my legs. You slowly move your hand up further, caressing my ass as you make your way between my legs. You move your fingers down and begin to rub my pussy through my panties. I let out another moan, this one louder than the last. I hear you stand up out of your chair, and you lean in next to my ear and whisper, "Do you like that?" I am barely able to speak, but I manage a breathy, "Yes." My breath almost turns to panting as you quicken the pace of your strokes. You stop suddenly and I gasp at the sudden loss of pleasure. I look back over my shoulder and you are standing directly behind me. You grab and push my skirt all the way up over my hips and it bunches at my waist. You then take and hook your fingers into the waistband of my panties and proceed to drag them down my legs and let them fall to my ankles. I'm now fully exposed and can feel the air on my wet pussy. Your fingers reach in and start to play with me, rubbing my clit, and then ever so slowly make their way to my entrance. You pause for a moment, purposely teasing me, and then plunge your finger into me. I let out the loudest moan and begin to whimper in ecstasy. Just as I'm about to come, you stop. You pull your chair over behind me and sit down. You grab my ass with both your hands and you bury your face into me. My knees almost buckle under the intense pleasure of your tongue. It doesn't take long until I come all over your mouth and fingers and collapse on the desk, barely able to breathe. But you're not done with me. You flip me over and lift me up onto the desk. You lean down and kiss me hard on the mouth. I can taste myself on your lips. I grab your tie and I pull you in closer, slowly undo it, and put it around my neck. I deftly unbutton your shirt, and with my hands, part it like a curtain, sliding my hands in and onto your stomach, drawing them around to your back. I pull you into me and start kissing your chest, making my way down, inch by inch. I begin to undo your belt, unbutton your pants, and then finally, I slowly slide your zipper down. I let them fall to the floor, and now there's just the thin fabric of your underwear between me and your cock. I look up into your eyes and you give me that sexy smirk that you do. I smile back with a cheeky grin. I tug at the bottom of your boxer shorts, slowly inching them down from your hips until they're low enough that your cock finally peeks out at me. I tug a little harder and your hard cock falls out in front of me. I take you in my hand and begin to stroke you. Pre-cum starts to glisten on the head of your cock So I take my thumb and rub it all around the head. I slide myself off the desk and I am kneeling before you. I take my tongue and I run it up the underside of your cock, from the base right up to the tip. Then slowly run my tongue around the head, and then take your whole cock into my mouth. I take hold of your shaft with my hand, and with my mouth, slowly start to suck your cock. As I stare up at you, all I can hear are moans of pleasure from you. I gradually increase my rhythm until I feel your hand on my head and hear you say, "Oh God, stop, you're gonna make me come." I slide your cock out of my mouth and release you from my hand. You help me up onto my feet and take my face into your hands and kiss me hungrily. Your tongue slips into my mouth as I let out a moan. Your mouth feels so good on mine. I can't get enough. Your hands slip down to my blouse and start to undo the buttons. You continue to kiss me, but they are softer and gentler than before. You finally take my blouse off and reach around and unclasp my bra. It falls away and you take in my breasts. You let out a pleasing moan and say, "They are even better than I had imagined." You take one in each hand and gently caress them. You move your mouth down and take one of the nipples in your mouth and begin to play with it with your tongue and bite it. You take my other nipple in your hand and pinch and play with it. I let out a groan as you continue to play with my breasts. It's almost more than I can stand. You stop and look up into my eyes. Your gaze is so intense. I have to look away or I may implode. You kiss me again and take my hand and lead me over to the couch. You have me lay down on the couch and you grab a pillow. You lift my hips up and slide the pillow underneath. You position yourself between my legs and lean over me and start kissing me. Your chest presses against my breast and I wrap my arms around you. I feel so safe and warm here in the moment. You make your way to my neck and proceed to kiss and suck down to my clavicle. You whisper in my ear, "Do you have any idea how long I've wanted this?" All I can think of in response is, "Not as long as I've wanted it." You smile your sexy smirk and kiss me. You lean back and take your cock in your hand. You then tease me repeatedly by rubbing the head of your cock into my clit and down to my entrance, all with that devilish grin on your face. I squirm with anticipation and I start to beg, "Please fuck me, please. I need you to fuck me." After several moments of begging, you finally put me out of my misery and enter me. We both let out a moan at the same time and you bend down and kiss me deeply. You feel so good inside me, I can barely take it. Each thrust is deeper and more enthusiastic than the last. I can barely control my breathing and I can't hang on anymore. You send me over the edge. You stop, allowing me to enjoy the orgasm you've given me. You whisper in my ear, "That's my good girl." I can hear the smile in your voice as you kiss my cheek. You start thrusting again, this time a little more urgently. The pleasure starts building again, and I'm almost ready to come again. I can tell that you are almost ready too as well, as you say to me, I'm close. Where do you want me to come? I look you in the eyes and say, come inside me. Please come inside me. The thought of you coming inside me is too much, and I come, clenching tightly around your cock. This proves too much for you, and you come inside me. The look of sheer pleasure on your face makes me grin. Your eyes come up to meet mine, and you see me smiling. A warmth washes over your face, and you ask me, that's an awfully impish smile. I look back at you and say, I think someone enjoyed themselves. To which you chuckle, grin, and reply, if I'm not mistaken, I wasn't the only one. You collapse on top of me and kiss me. We stay like that for a few minutes, with you still inside me, kissing me in our blissed out state. You finally get up and go retrieve a towel for me. I can't help but smile to myself as I watch you walk into the other room. You catch me with an utterly contented look on my face as you come back into the room. I'm staring off, lost in thought, thinking about what has just transpired. You smile, asking me, what's with the goofy grin? I look you in the eye and gleefully respond, well, it's just that this is not how I saw the day going. You chuckle to yourself as you put your boxers back on and retort, ah, and you think I did? I eye you suspiciously as you sit down next to me, handing me your shirt to put on and quip, well, you are the one who asked me to come to your house. You look at me with a slightly sheepish grin and pull me into your arms. Well, to be honest, I was really just hoping to spend some time with you, but I didn't think it would end up like this. I've liked you for a while, and with being out of the office for so long, I missed seeing you every day. I thought this would be a good excuse to get to see you. I was thinking that I would just ask you out for dinner after. After a moment, I lean over and kiss you on the cheek and whisper in your ear. Well, you can still take me out for dinner, you know. A girl's gotta eat, especially after that.